节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Summer,最近在刷什么剧吗?
Well, I need some new mealtime fun.
哎，这个表达挺好玩的啊, mealtime fun.
Right, like some series or movies that you enjoy watching while having lunch.
Mm-hmm. I just done binge watching 甄嬛传.
So right now I'm looking for some more traditional costume drama.
哎，还真挺巧啊,我最近的电子榨菜啊也是古装剧。
Uh-huh.
我看的呢是张卫健。哇，他的这个机灵小不懂孙悟空。还有鹿鼎记啊、
ah.
And I feel like this old time series are in many ways better than those made nowadays、
张卫健那确实是很多观众心中的古装童年男神
男神
但是我记得他现实里的人生好像还挺倒霉的
嗯，确实啊天选倒霉蛋
嗯，
就是他演了这么多出名的角色啊但是其实片酬很低和公司提了要求呢还被雪藏反正就是人生经历了很多起起伏伏吧
嗯，
哎，那要不我们今天就来聊聊啊这个人生低谷各种起伏，用英语可以怎么说？
Sure thing. When talking about our life, these words can be very useful. Let's get to it.
Okay, 那我们就首先来看看低谷啊。
嗯。
And here's a phrase that fits right here. To hit rock bottom or be at rock bottom.
Right. Rock 是石头嘛。Bottom 啊是底部、
嗯、
那这个 rock bottom 啊就是指跌到了最低水平或者说处于一个最为糟糕的状态、
嗯、
To reach the lowest possible level or be in the worst possible situation
是的比如说张卫健他在大火之前其实家庭条件很复杂而且比较贫苦、嗯、就是处于人生这种最低点啊 Before getting the part that made him popular he had been at rock bottom
Or the department has reached rock bottom with empLawyers being fired and supervisors facing criminal charges. 这个部门员工被炒，主管面临刑事控告啊，已经陷入到谷底。
嗯，而且像价格，它也可以跌至最低啊。比如说 ，grain prices are now at rock bottom. 谷物价格现在跌到最低了。
对，我还想起一句这样的名言、
mm-hmm.
：I don't measure a man's success by how high he climbs, but how high he bounces when he hits bottom.、
Mm-hmm.
不以一个人能爬多高来衡量。他的成功而以他在跌入谷底时能反弹多高来衡量
哎 baby 这句话太有哲理了啊
对
然后刚刚正好用到这个 bounce 这个词了啊 how high he bounces when he hits bottom 跌入谷底能反弹多高你看这个 bounce 就是表示反弹
嗯，
它本意就是指你拍那个皮球啊它会弹跳嘛所以有个词组啊 bounce back弹回来其实就可以表示呢恢复元气或者说是重新振作
对比如张卫健在被雪藏之后呢还是想办法重新振作了起来
嗯
He managed to bounce back after the company set him aside for years and that showed his resilience 就很有韧性
嗯是的是的比如最近我有个朋友啊前段时间生病住院了几个星期现在终于恢复元气可以回家了也可以用到这个表达 She was sick in the hospital for many weeks But she bounced back and was allowed to go home
对那还有一个表达用在这里也很合适、
mm-hmm.
The phrase is Things are looking up 就表示经历了一段低谷之后呢情况开始改善或者事情有所好转、
mm-hmm.
正在朝积极的方向发展
对就比如说张卫健他演了孙悟空之后嘛这个事情开始有起色了啊Things are looking up after he raised the money to shoot the drama on his own because it was a success.
对，我有个表弟啊，今年年初呢，诸事不顺、
嗯，
他一条腿骨折啊，车被偷了，女朋友也离开了他。不过呢，现在情况好多了、
嗯。
My cousin had a terrible start to the year. He broke his leg, car was stolen, and then his girlfriend left him.、
Yeah.
But things are looking up now. His leg's much better, and he's just got a promotion.
Okay, 挺衰的啊、嗯，但是 things are looking up.然后这段时间呢我觉得就是天气也好多了之前实在是太冷了这里我们也可以用到这个词啊 So we can also say It's been cold and wet and windy for a month Spring's around the corner Things are looking up
对，那如果是在学习上，相信大家也想要 things are looking up、
嗯、
那呢我们还是要持续学习。在这里啊，就给大家推荐一个英语学习的好方法，平常呢可以多看一些权威的外媒文章，比如说像经济学人、华尔街日报、华盛顿邮报等等，都是非常好的阅读素材。
对，大家可以通过外刊文章来了解世界资讯，提高你的英文水平。不过啊，如果你想要更加细致的学习里面的英文表达，还是要有专业老师的带领。
每周一到每周五早上七点呢，我都会直播带大家一起阅读外刊，已经有超过20,000人加入我们的学习了，就等你的加入啦。那这些课程都是免费的，微信搜索早安英文公众号就可以预约直播啦。
嗯 OK, 那我们讲这个人生嘛，就是起起伏伏啊。这里呢就有一个很简单的表达， We can just say ups and downs, upDown, up, down, 这是上下上下那两个词儿。但是在这个词组里呢，都是做名词，然后后面注意用一个复数，就表示起伏。The mixture of good and bad things in life or in a particular situation or relationship.
对，那张卫健的人生就是起起伏伏。His life is full of ups and downs.
对，或者也可以很简单搭配用这个 have. He had his ups and downs, or his acting years have seen his ups and downs.他的演员生涯啊，见证了他的起起伏伏。
那这里的起伏还有几个同义表达，比如说 rise and fall、
yeah.
rise 是上升， fall 是降落，所以这个呢也是表示我们说的起伏的意思，但是这里呢用单数就可以了。 Any normal life is full of rise and fall.
是的，还有一个啊，我很喜欢这个感觉，比较文艺也浪漫啊。The ebb and flow of something.
嗯，对，这个 ebb 本意是退潮，对吧？
对， ebb, E-B-B, ebb, meaning the period of time when the sea flows away from the land. 那对应的这个 flow 就是涨潮的意思，所以这个 ebb and flow 就是潮涨潮落，也就表示起伏了。
对，还有我们说四季更迭，
The
ebb and flow of the seasons.
对。或者放到句子里面，我们说婚姻嘛，有悲有喜。Every marriage has its ebb and flow.
那市场也是有起起伏伏的。
嗯、
When doing business, you need to handle the ebb and flow of the markets.
对的。OK, 我们今天就和大家讲了这些和人生变化，然后起伏相关的表达啊。Hope things are looking up for all you guys. And that's all we have for today.
嗯。
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。